This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. This year has had its share of triumphs and disappointments in the garden. Harvest has brought roadside sweet corn, which is fantastic. Thank you to the Grissoms in Northfield. I've been munching Sun Gold and Sweet Million cherry tomatoes, which are like candy without the guilt. Yes! My little neighbor, 5-year-old Maggie, declares Sun Gold the best tomato she's ever eaten in her entire life, and she doesn't like tomatoes. Strong praise from the minor league. My other little neighbor girl moved away. I miss her garden help and constant banter of her busy days. I just dehydrated a bunch of the cherry tomatoes. The process intensifies the flavor, and then I freeze them for winter use. This year, for the first time, I'm growing Hungarian heart tomato. It's a large heirloom that's perfect for roasting. I have a picture on gardenbite.com of the first one turning pink. A huge disappointment has been the constant battle I lost to the rabbits for my beets, peas, and lettuce. This is the first year they completely defied my plant skid. Next year, I'll try another organic method. A triumph has been my new native butterfly garden. Oh, it's glorious, except for some rotten rabbits munching on the edges of some of the plants. Look for pictures on my Garden Bite Facebook page. Another disappointment has been the huge influx of Japanese beetles. Due to our warmer winters, those nasty plant munchers are rising in power. A local garden club woman has 70 rose bushes. She says they've been covered with the beetles and she just can't keep up. And it sounds like they'll be back with a vengeance next year too. On the other hand, I've not had anyone complaining about powdery mildew on their Monarda or phlox or any other plants. That's good news. Check out gardenbite.com and also my Garden Bite Facebook page. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.